Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, where I share my experiences of working in UX, digital marketing and the web for over 25 years. Today I want to talk to you a little bit about chatbots. But before I do that, I want to thank Molecule for being today's sponsor. Molecule is reimagining the future of clean air, starting with air purifiers. And what makes Molecule unique is that they actually destroy harmful pollutants in the air like viruses, bacteria, mold, and chemicals instead of just collecting them in filters. So for a limited time, you can save up to $120 on a Molecule air purifier by visiting molecule.com. That's molecule.com and use the promo code INSIGHTS. Enjoy free shipping and 30 days of a home trial on your order. That code is INSIGHTS and you can use it at molecule.com. So even back in 2017, when I first wrote about chatbots, I was torn about their role. The marketer in me sees huge potential for engaging customers at scale while still maintaining that kind of natural conversational interaction. Chatbots also have the potential to shape the narrative and guide the user through the buying process. However, the user experience professional in me sees a host of usability problems, including but not limited to expecting users to read large amounts of copy, removing the user's ability to scan and skip to relevant content, annoying users with those pop-ups that interrupt the user's journey, and limiting the limited ability of chat systems to understand natural language. So I want to recommend 7 steps that you can take to mitigate the dangers of chatbots while ensuring you can still have the benefits that they can provide as a marketer. Before creating your chatbot design, for example, decide on its role. Is it going to be for customer support, sales, FAQs, or something else? And you need to clearly and concisely communicate that to the user so that they understand if it's for them or not. If you fail to manage expectations, users will quickly become frustrated. That doesn't just apply also to the topic of the chatbot, it also applies to the nature of it. If people open a chatbot expecting to speak to a live person, for example, then they're going to be entering that interaction unhappy. And when they're unhappy, that's going to increase their cognitive load, which means they're less likely to actually find the answer they want. Don't allow the name to mislead you. Users are not engaging with a chatbot to chat. They come wanting answers. And if you do your job right, then the chatbot will give them those answers as quickly as possible. Now, to achieve that, you need to create a pretty flat structure in your chatbot. We don't want them going through endless conversations. Otherwise, the user is going to have to read through a whole load of messages to get the answer they need. This also means that you're going to need to limit the number of choices that a user has to make. And that means we're probably going to have to limit the scope of what the chatbot is going to cover. If you offer them too many choices in one go, they're going to be overwhelmed. The more options you add, the more likely the user is going to end up making the wrong selection and going down a conversational thread that actually isn't going to give them the answer they need. You need to remember that a chatbot is not like a website. You can't easily backtrack if you find yourself going down the wrong route. Although you want to, your chatbot to feel conversational, you can't treat it just like a conversation. And that's because the user is reading it. They're not having a back and forth verbal conversation. It's not even really like a chat conversation you have with a friend over something like Messenger or WhatsApp. In this kind of situation, they want quick answers, not a casual conversation. So don't try to communicate everything through your chatbot. Instead, you want to stay focused. You want to be concise and offer links to web pages for more information as appropriate. A web page, you see, can be easily scanned for relevant information while a chat is linear. And so the more information you provide, the more in depth you go, the longer it's going to become. And that's just not appropriate in a chatbot and works much better in a web page. Not that a chatbot needs to be devoid of personality. It should still feel like a conversation with a human. Use casual language, write in the first person, and use humor where appropriate. Also, you could do things like add images or emojis or even video to add a bit of personality without necessarily giving the user a lot more to read. As you start constructing the conversation in your chatbot, avoid allowing the user to type in open-ended responses. Although the ability of these systems to understand natural conversation has improved immensely over recent years, it's still a long way from perfect. And it's also going to liable to lead to the user having to guess what particular phrase will trigger the right response. On top of that, limiting data entry to multiple choice selections and basic information such as name and email will also aid users on mobile devices where typing is a lot harder. Like any conversation with a person, a chatbot should remember previous conversations as much as possible. And that's especially true when the user has been required to enter data like name and email address. A chatbot should not just maintain this information within the particular session, for example, not asking people to enter their name more than once in a visit, but also across multiple sessions. So ideally, a user would receive a different greeting when returning and seeing a chatbot for the second or third time. You may even want to pick up from where the user previously left off in the conversation. Although I can understand the desire, I would advise you against displaying a chatbot on a website without the user directly triggering it themselves. That means don't show a chatbot on page load or even after a delay. If you designed your website well, most people won't want to interact with your bot. They won't need to. Therefore, any automatic trigger of your chatbot will be an irritant. And that's especially true on mobile devices where, let's be honest, a chatbot pop-up will almost certainly cover up other content. If you want more people to engage with your bot, consider embedding it directly into the web page rather than as an overlay. Not only does this avoid the chatbot covering up critical content, it also makes the chatbot feel more useful and integrated into the website, like it's a feature rather than an add-on. Look, I'll be honest with you, you're not going to create the perfect chatbot on your first attempt. No matter how many times you've created similar chatbots in other circumstances, you're always going to make mistakes in your build, ranging from typos to unintentional dead ends. You're also going to need to therefore test your chatbot thoroughly to make sure that it's as good as possible before launch. However, even once the chatbot is live, you'll need to carefully monitor the chats and the associated analytics to make sure that no errors pop up, but also to look for opportunities to improve the experience. Look at where users drop out of the process or how far they get in the flow. Look for any kind of behavior that builds up a picture of what's working and what's not with your chat system. Also consider asking for feedback at the end of the chat, as that will give you insights into any improvements that could be made. Look, whatever approach you adopt, it's important to remember that like all digital channels, the best way to find success and maximize your return on investment through your chatbot is through testing and iteration.